Good morning. Welcome to Yeongnak Church of LA with Bible Time. It is my privilege to share the Word of God with Yeongnak families. My name is Jessica Wan, and I'm serving our Yeongnak kids. Let's start with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us an opportunity to read your Word and meet you once again. We come before you. Please forgive all our sins with the blood of Jesus at this time. Let the Holy Spirit reside in us so that you may be able to listen to your words. Let us remember your words and obey your words. Please come and touch us and heal us as we share the book of Jeremiah at this time. We want to be restored by you. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open up to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 21 through 22. I am reading from the HCSB version. Jeremiah chapter 21 is on page 725 in my Bible. So I hope you read the whole chapter of chapter 21 and 22. Today's scripture is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 21 and 22. The title of the chapter 21 is Zedekiah's Request Denied. So here, King Zedekiah sent his staff to Prophet Jeremiah. Verse 2 says, "As the Lord on our behalf sends Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, is making war against us so that Nebuchadnezzar will withdraw from us." So King Zedekiah sent his staff to Prophet Jeremiah to pray for the kingdom. So that the King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon would go away. So King Zedekiah wanted to hear the answer from the God. But the God gave the answer to Prophet Jeremiah in verse 3. It says that, "I will repel the weapons of war in your hands, those you are using to fight the king of Babylon, and the Chaldeans who are besiege you outside the wall, and I will bring them into the center of the city. I will fight against you with an outstretched hand and a mighty arm with anger, rape, and great wrath." Verse 6 says, "I will strike the residents of this city, both man and one beast. They will die in a great plague. I will hand over to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, to their enemies, yes, to those who want to take their lives. He will put them to the sword. He won't spare them or show pity or compassion." So is that a good answer or a bad answer? Obviously, that might not be the answer King Zedekiah expected. King Zedekiah thought their God's kingdom, so they would be blessed by God. But unfortunately, that was not the answer that they expected. But whatever that they heard from Prophet Jeremiah, from God, that was the fact. It does not matter how we feel or what we expect. God does what he wants to do, and he is righteous and he is always correct. Then why does God give this warning of wrath? The title of Jeremiah chapter 22 is Judgment Against Sinful Kings. So you can tell that there were kings who sinned against God. Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 4 says, "For if you conscientiously carry out this word, then kings sitting on David's throne will enter through the gates of this palace, riding on chariots and horses, they, their officers, and their people." So we can tell that God wants to bless God's people. But verse 5 says, if you do not obey God's words, then the house will become a ruin. So there's condition. If you obey God, then you'll be blessed. If you don't, then you will have the wrath. From verse 6 of chapter 22, God gives warning against the house of the king of Judah. God will turn the summit to wilderness, uninhabited cities, and appoint a destroyer with weapons to cut down the choicest cedars to fire. So there always is a consequence. The verse 9 states the reason for all destruction and calamity. The reason is because they abandoned the covenant of Yahweh, their God, and worshiped and served other gods. So, one of the things that God hates the most is the idolatry. They worshiped other gods, and they worshiped they themselves. They wanted to be greedy, and they didn't take care of other people. We learned that we should always focus on God and God alone. Let's put our priorities straight. Let's not waver. Let's love our God and have a personal relationship with God. Let's get closer to Jesus more and more every day. When we truly have a good relationship with God, then we will look around and share the love of God to the people around us. That is the righteousness that God is asking from us. Let's treat our neighbors as our family and ourselves. At times, it is hard to be righteous and be loving, but we can ask for God's help. Aren't you glad that Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead? He won the sin and death, and He is giving eternal life to us. He is watching over us and will lead us until we meet Him face to face. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's pray, everyone. Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us about your word. Lord, please help us to remember you who is righteous and loving. Lord, please forgive all our sins and help us to forgive each other. Lord, we cannot do it on our own. We cannot do it with our own power. Lord, please help us and fill us up with your Holy Spirit so we may give all the glory to you by obeying your word. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.